This month's profile is the legendary primatologist and conservationist Jane Goodall. In the 1960s, she left home in Britain with no formal academic training to live with chimpanzees in the forests of Tanzania. Her observations challenged the male-dominated scientific consensus of the time and revolutionized our understanding of the natural world. We look back at Jane Goodall's incredible life with chimps and discover why, as she herself says, Tarzan married the wrong Jane.
She's a dreamer.
Growing up in post-war Britain, Jane Goodall's childhood was marked by stories of adventure in distant lands filled with exotic animals. I had read Tarzan and fallen in love, although he married the wrong Jane, she told The Guardian recently. I wanted to live with wild animals and write books about them, but people would say, how can you do that? Africa's far away, you don't have any money, you're just a girl. Only my mother supported my dream. You'll have to work hard, take advantage of opportunities, and never give up, she'd tell me, which is exactly what Jane did.
She's fearless.
Age 23, Jane had saved enough money to travel to Kenya, where she met Dr. Louis Leakey, a famous paleoanthropologist. Impressed by her vitality and knowledge of African animals, he gave her an opportunity. Thinking that primates may share characteristics with early humans, he sent Jane to the Gombe National Park, Tanzania, to study wild chimps. She arrived in 1960 with her mother. Local officials insisted she have an escort and a cook. It was the first time anybody had done this type of study alone, and it was risky. Sometimes, when the chimps began to lose their fear, they became extraordinarily aggressive, and they're all 8 or 10 times stronger than you are, she said. Fortunately, while it was going on, I wasn't scared. I dug little holes in the ground, ate leaves, didn't look at them, and, as I hoped, they went away. It was afterwards that my legs were all shaky.
She's a pioneer.
After 6 months of living with chimps, Jane reported observations that challenged scientific orthodoxy. Just like humans, she said, chimps made and used tools, showed complex personalities and relationships, and even had civil wars. This contradicted the accepted view that all non-human animals were insentient and basically different from humans. But it was no surprise to Jane. I understood the true nature of animals from my childhood teacher, my dog, Rusty. So I knew that in this respect, the Cambridge professors were wrong. I stuck to my convictions, and because the chimpanzees are so like us biologically, gradually scientists have become less reductionist. Indeed, animal personalities and emotions are now subject for serious study.
She's unstoppable.
Jane's work was widely reported, but reaction to it was tainted by sexism. They said, she's only the National Geographic cover girl because she's got nice legs, she recalls now. Some scientists discredited my observations because of this, but that did not bother me so long as I got the funding to continue my work. If my legs helped me get publicity for the chimps, that was useful. Indeed, in the 60 years since her arrival in Africa, she has been the subject of more than 40 films. The latest is the feature documentary Jane, 2017. In the meantime, her work has expanded beyond chimpanzees to becoming a major voice for conservation. The Jane Goodall Institute now has offices in some 30 countries and teaches children about environmentalism in almost 100 countries. And Jane herself, at the age of 85, travels 300 days a year giving talks. As her mother said, work hard and never give up.